Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we just come before you again in another meeting, in another gathering, in another group. And Lord, we thank you for being here with us. And we thank you, Lord, for the words that we're going to receive. And we ask that you open our hearts and our minds so that we may gather the meaning that you have for us today. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being here with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. First off, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And a special Happy Father's Day to Davey, who is my father in the Lord. And today I'd like to take a look at Jesus. We all have heard the story how Jesus was born in a stable because there was no room in the inn. A very humble beginning for Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he was an infant, his stepfather Joseph had a dream to get his family to Egypt because Herod had heard about the king of the Jews and he didn't want to lose his throne. And so he started killing all the infants. But Joseph, because he listened and obeyed that dream, saved Jesus by taking Mary and Jesus to Egypt. And after Herod died, Joseph had another dream and said, "You can go back now." And he did. We didn't hear anything else about Jesus till he was 12 years old. and he was in, they had gone to, because of the census taking, and his parents had left, thinking he was with the group that they were with, and 3 days later they realized Jesus wasn't there, so they went back for him, and he was in the temple asking questions, and the learned men there could not believe how he understood all that they were saying. And after that, we really don't hear anything about Jesus until he was 30, when he started his ministry. And you can read all about that ministry in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which I encourage you to do. But when he was 33, he was taken. They had a false trial. They didn't even follow their own rules and laws. And they found him guilty and sent him to the Romans and asked him to be asked that they crucify him. So he was taken to Golgotha to be crucified. And it says in Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Well, they hung him on a cross, which was made of wood, which was a tree. Now I would like to encourage everyone to read Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. Because they are prophecies concerning his crucifixion. I know when I first came to the Lord and the first time I read Psalm 22, I cried. Because it's very descriptive of what he went through. We see pictures of Jesus hanging on the cross with a smile on his face, looking so peaceful. And they are false. He went through torment. His back had been whipped, so it was raw, and it was up against that wood that couldn't have felt good. His hands were nailed, his feet were nailed to this cross. And what you find interesting is that in the position that they were hung when they were crucified, in order for them to breathe, they had to push up with their feet. Because when they dropped down, relaxed, it put pressure on the diaphragm and they couldn't breathe. So they had to push up on the nailed feet to be able to breathe. And so you know physically he was in so much pain. And then to top it off, all the sins of the world came on him. It had to be excruciating, and he was cut off from God at that point. And he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because God could not look on sin. And Jesus became sin for us. And the soldiers that came by, and what they would do would be break the legs of the people that were crucified. Because if they broke their legs, they couldn't hold themselves up. Which meant they would die quickly because they could no longer breathe. But when they got to Jesus in John 19:36, if I can get to it, For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And that is the fulfillment of the prophecy in Psalm 34:20 that said his bones would not be broken. Because when they got there, Jesus was already dead. Thing is, they didn't kill him like they did the others. Jesus gave up the ghost. He sacrificed his life. He willingly died for each one of us. And so they pierced his side and the blood poured out. And that blood washes us clean from our sins. He went to hell for 3 days. He defeated Satan and took the keys of hell and death. And he was resurrected. And he right now sitteth at the right hand of God. We know the scripture said, greater love hath no man than this, that he give his life for his friends. Jesus showed that greater love by giving his life for us. And why can't we give our all for him? He's not asked one of us yet to be placed on a tree and crucified. He's not asked us yet to give our lives. That could happen one day where we have to stand strong. We see it happening in the Middle East right now where Christians are being killed because they won't denounce Jesus. I don't know whether I would be able to stand in that. I like to hope I would. I hear people out here all the time saying, I would never deny Jesus. But till you're faced with that decision, faced with the circumstances that bring you to that point, you don't know what you're going to do. So I pray every day that I can stand strong and never, ever deny what he did for me. Now, I hope there might be some people out there right now who have never accepted Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to make that decision to follow Jesus. You go to him. You ask him to be your Lord and Savior. You ask him to forgive you for all your sins. And then you believe that he has done that. And then you walk with him. You read his word. You pray. You praise him. And you look for ways every day to serve him. And it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way, and that's in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Jesus is the only way. I don't care what you hear out here about Muhammad or Allah or Buddha or Mother Earth or any of that other stuff. They're not going to save you. Jesus is the only way. And if you've already accepted Jesus and maybe walking with him for years, maybe today is the day you need to rededicate yourself to him. Rededicate yourself to walk as he walked. To walk as he commanded us. To walk in obedience to his word and to the elders that he has put over us. It's never too late. It's never wrong to rededicate yourself over and over again to walk with him and you thank him every single day for what he did. To get up on that cross knowing that he had committed no sin, and that his whole 33 years he never sinned. And he's the only one that can say that. To get up there and know he was going to have to take all the sins of the world on him to be able to fulfill what his Father had set forth. And then feel totally abandoned. I can't even conceive of what that was like. And the torment of the crucifixion, the pain, the physical pain he went through, the emotional pain that he went through. There's no way any of us can understand that. Because none of us have been asked to do that. And none of us will be asked to do what he did in taking all the sins of the world on him, on himself. I mean, my sin's enough. I don't need everybody else's. But thank him. Go back and read Psalm 22. And that gives you a description of some of what he went through. But we are blessed. We are loved. And he encourages us every day. All we have to do is step out. Because he loved us as no one else ever has or ever will. I'm done.
So
So many things have been running through my head today. And today's Father's Day. And there's ways that I envy some folks, and there's ways that I feel sorry for some folks. But I praise God for my Father, which is in heaven. It's the Father that took me over 30 years to want to learn about. It's the Father I never had as a child. The Lord did put certain people in place for me, an uncle that wasn't really my uncle, but took on the job. And then there was some other men who would just be in my life for a short period of time. A couple I only met one time and talked to them, but they inspired me. And you have to think about those people as well. But Father's Day should be a day that we truly go for, stand before, and reflect the love that our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ, gave us a way to be with Him. Because in this flesh, there is no way that you could be righteous enough to be in heaven. None. No way possible. God knew that. He knew that. And He didn't want that complete and total separation away from His creation. So He sent Jesus Christ onto this earth to show men their errors, to show the ones who thought they were great and doing great things, who were popular, that they were nothing, that they were liars, that they were sinners. They had nothing redeemable about them, the same as you and I. We are sinners. There is nothing redeemable about any of us. The only thing on this earth that we deserve is hell and damnation. But Jesus gave us a way that if we believe in Him and we believe on Him, that there is a chance for us. Not just a chance, but there is a way. And one day, if you're willing, and if you strive to learn Him, to be His, one day, you'll get to have Father's Day, standing before God. To be with Him in glory. And you never know when that last second will be, when that last breath will come. You look at our history and you think about your own thoughts When we look through history, recent history, on 9/11, did any of those people who were on those planes expect that that day was going to be their last breath? It doesn't happen to just Christians. It happens to everyone. That day comes when that suicide bomber walks into a mosque or walks into a building and blows it up and kills hundreds of people. Did they walk in there that day thinking that day was going to be their last breath? The person walking down the street that gets hit by a car, person driving a car gets into a car accident. The people who boarded the train when the train derailed and killed several of them. Did any of those people expect that day to be their last breath? Are you willing to admit that right now could be your last breath? Are you ready? Are you prepared for that to happen? I'm not. I'd love to be able to say that I am. That's why every day I strive to improve. I strive to walk like Jesus Christ walked. I strive to obey as the disciples obeyed. I strive to learn Jesus Christ. Because when that day comes when I do breathe my last breath, there is only one destination I want to go to. And I don't want to go there and be ashamed. I want to go there praising God and praising Jesus Christ, and to be able to see Him in all His glory. I just thank You, Jesus, for the opportunity that You give us. We didn't have to sit there and listen to people tell us folk stories and hope that they passed it down generation to generation to get it right. He gave us a book. He gave us the living Word. Want it. Read it. Believe it completely. And if ever you have a question, all you have to do is ask. There are ministers around you everywhere. We've got people. Actually, we're adding more people, it seems like, all the time, even around the world. Praise God. It's here. To anyone that is listening, as this is an MP3 or listening to it right now, and it doesn't matter where you're at, there is somebody there that can answer your question. And if you don't think there is, you just pray to God and ask Him. Ask Him to show you. Ask Him to bring that person to you so that you can get the answer, the correct answer that you need. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
And I you're my refuge and my strength. Oh God of my salvation, mighty Prince of Peace, and Lord of every nation.
Cheer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you give us. And we know that all we have is yours. And we thank you, Lord. And we love you. And we love you. And we thank you, Father, which art in heaven, for giving us this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.